nuestro próximo programa de International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT. Next, the International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
Have a happy Sunday.
I'm Mickey Delmage of Sherwood Park, Alberta. Hear the latest information from the world of radio, locally and internationally, each week on the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and online at ckut.ca.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the International Radio Report for Sunday, January the 31st. My name's Sheldon. I am here with Jill. It is our weekly half-hour visit with you to get you updated on all the things going on in the world of radio. We thank you for tuning in today. We can be reached by email, radioreport@yahoo.com. We are live streaming and archived at ckut.ca. And we have our Facebook group, as usual, International Radio Report. We welcome Mark to the group this week. And you can find us on Facebook easily. Just search for our program name, International Radio Report. We thank all those people that have responded to our request for dropping us a note on email to tell us where you are and how you're listening to us. Still time to do that if you missed a few shows or whatever. If you're a regular listener or a new listener, drop us an email at radioreport@yahoo.com. Let us know that you're out there and listening and where you are, and maybe, you know, are you listening live, are you listening archived, downloading, what have you. Always good to hear from our listeners. So how is everything going, Jill?
Pretty well. Having fun playing with radio, and can't believe that we're already at the end of the first month of 2021.
Yeah, you're playing with some new equipment again this week. You're a new SDR.
Yes, the AirSpy HF Plus Discovery. Everybody's giving some good reports on this device, so I had to purchase one to test it out, and having fun playing with that. And we'll probably in the next couple of weeks have a little something on the show where I'll review it quickly.
Sounds good. So we want to remind you one more time this week of the upcoming Winter SWL Festival. It's the 34th annual event. It's the largest gathering in North America of shortwave listeners, scanner enthusiasts, ham radio operators as well. But this year, unfortunately, it's not an in-person event. It's going to be a virtual event using the Zoom platform. The date is February 26th and 27th, a two-day affair. And an important date to remember is February the 15th, because that is a deadline to register if you want to participate in part or all of the event on the 2 days. There's a registration fee of $5, and that can be paid using PayPal. And even if you don't have a PayPal account, you can use your credit card through PayPal. You can get all of the details at swlfest.com. That's swlfest.com. And both of us are registered. We're looking forward to it. Lots of events going on over the 2 days. They're still working on finalizing the schedule, and we're hoping to have one or both of the organizers as guests on the program. We're working on that. We'll let you know. We hope to have them in, obviously, before the event and give us all the updates on what's going on. So in the meantime, though, go and register if you haven't already. SWLFest.com. Your deadline is the 15th of February. And we want to remind you, we are not ignoring it. The passing last week of Larry King, well-known longtime radio and television broadcaster. We are putting together a little tribute feature on Larry King, which we'll have hopefully for next week. We were going to do it for this week and got a bunch of other things going on, so we're going to hold that over and have that for you next week. If any of you have any notes or little anecdotes about Larry King, you've probably stumbled across him over your DXing years on the radio. Drop us a note, let us know. Maybe we can include them into the feature next week. So we will get moving with a story from Canada. The CRTC is continuing their hearings on the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, and RCI came up this past week.
Yep, this is via the RCI Action Committee. So it's a former Radio Canada International Executive Director appears at the CRTC hearings. So his transcript of his presentation says something like this. I spent some 30 years with CBC as a radio producer, TV producer, programming executive, and head of Radio Canada International. My first reason for asking to appear here is to counter the Conservative Party's platform to eliminate the entire CBC. On being pushed, leader Aaron O'Toole modified their stand to close only English television, as he could tolerate the continued operation of French TV and radio in both languages. I trust the Commission will remind him that the country needs CBC no less now than in 1936, and also, how could you ever deprive English Canada from a service French Canada would continue to receive? My second subject today is the corporation's incredible 30-year campaign to abandon its obligation to run Canada's voice to the world. In 1990, when I was executive director of Radio Canada International, when we broadcast in 14 languages, 7 days a week, CBC tried to shut us down, got $12 million from then External Affairs to operate a much reduced service. In 2012, it stopped broadcasting on shortwave and later demolished its Sackville transmitters. Radio Canada International continued on the internet only in 5 languages. Now in December, CBC had decided to transform RCI into a service for ethnic communities in Canada. They need to be reminded that the word international means to another country. As well, they added 2 new languages, Tagalog and Punjabi, to serve immigrants in Canada, thus taking away RCI's core mandate to serve listeners in foreign countries. I am positive this was in no way based on advice from Global Affairs that the Philippines and the Indian region of Punjab were new priorities for information about Canada. The Broadcasting Act requires CBC, and I quote, to operate an international service which produces and distributes programming targeted at international audiences to increase awareness of Canada, its values, and its social, economic, and cultural activities. When former CBC President Gérard Veilleux moved RCI and its budget from being a corporate entity and put it under the French radio component, likely for administrative reasons, since it was located in Montreal, he eliminated a leadership and staff with an international purview, and this is the result. This needs further examination by the Commission, and we certainly require an immediate ruling on CBC's latest policy announcement I just mentioned. I think Parliament and not the corporation should decide if Canada has a voice to the world and how well such a service should be funded. Everyone says the world needs more Canada. So this is a very interesting presentation here of this former director, and really interesting to see that he's now really proning a good international service, and that the CBC, and I do think, anyways, that the CBC is something that needs to exist. We do need to have some form of Canadian television and radio service everywhere, not just private broadcasting.
Yeah, the interesting thing, too, though, is that, you know, in making this presentation, I mean, everybody supporting RCI was very happy that he came forward and, you know, made these statements. Unfortunately, the CRTC had no questions and no further discussion with him about his statements relating to RCI. So that was a little bit disappointing.
Yeah.
Good that he's on record, and you know, maybe it will cause others to, you know, to step forward or to at least issue statements of support on this. We won't know the results of all of the CRTC hearings for quite a while yet, but at least RCI was, you know, front and center there from somebody who knew all about it, and that's really important as well. So let's see. I certainly hope they reconsider what they're proposing right now. It's you know, it's getting late though. You know, this is like the final. It's like hanging on the edge of the cliff right now. And if these moves of the CBC go through, I think we may be just about to see the end of RCI. So maybe it's not too late. We hope not.
And even for the CRTC, you have the impression there's almost kind of a lack of interest in really knowing more about it. It's weird.
Oh, yeah, it is weird. You know, a lot of these people are new on the commission. Maybe they're, you know, not even familiar with RCI all that much, you know, because it has been kind of under the radar for so long now. So anyways, on we go to the U.S., where a lot of happenings going on radio-wise with the new administration coming in. The first story is from Paul McLean at Radio World, and it's Rosenswell is named acting FCC chair. President Joe Biden named Commissioner Jessica Rosenworcel as acting chairwoman of the Federal Communications Commission. Rosenworcel, a Democrat, joined the commission in 2012. Before that, she served as senior communications counsel for the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation and practiced communications law. With the departure of former chairman Ajit Pai and the inauguration of the new president, the FCC has an open Democratic seat and a 2-2 division by party. The FCC has never had a female permanent chair. Minion Clyburn held the acting chair for 6 months in 2013. I thank the president for the opportunity to lead an agency with such a vital mission and talented staff. It's a privilege to serve the American people and work on behalf to expand the reach of communications opportunity in the digital age. In her statement, her office said she has worked to promote greater opportunity, accessibility, and affordability in our communication services in order to ensure that all Americans get a fair shot at the 21st century success. From fighting to protect net neutrality to ensuring access to the internet for students caught in the homework gap, she has been a consistent champion for connecting all. She's a leader in spectrum policy, developing new ways to support wireless services from Wi-Fi to video and the Internet of Things. The National Association of Broadcasters issued a statement applauding the announcement, saying, quote, she is a dedicated and experienced public servant who has demonstrated great aptitude in leading communications policy during her tenure at the commission.
Well, that's interesting. It hopefully will push the FCC in the right direction, because in the past several years, there's been a lot of controversy on a lot of the decisions taken by the FCC.
Yeah, I think it's important that they review everything that's been done over the last few years with the controversy that's been going on, and you know, get things back on track again and ready for what's ahead in the years to come. So we'll see how it all works out.
So we have new leaders that are named at U.S.-funded international broadcasters. This is by the Associated Press via Steve Camp in Sacramento, California. The Biden administration on Sunday installed new heads of three federally funded international broadcasters after abruptly firing Donald Trump's appointees at the U.S. Agency for Global Media. Kelu Chow, the acting CEO of the agency, made the announcement after dismissing the previous directors of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, Radio Free Asia, and the Middle East Broadcasting Networks late Friday, just a month after they had been named at the posts. Daisy Sindelar will be acting head of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, replacing Ted Lipien until a permanent president is named. Bei Fang will return to her post as Radio Free Asia president, replacing Stephen Yates. K. Kelly Sullivan will become acting Middle East Broadcasting Network's president, replacing Victoria Coates. I have great faith in these leaders in ensuring the highest standards of independent, objective, and professional journalism, Chow said. The moves follow the forced resignation of Trump's hand-picked agency head, Michael Pack, only 2 hours after Joe Biden took office as president on Wednesday. The director of the Voice of America and his deputy were soon removed, and the chief of the Office of Cuba Broadcasting stepped down. Pack had all been accused by Democrats and others of trying to turn VOA and the other networks into pro-Trump propaganda machines. Chow on Sunday also announced new corporate board directors for three broadcasters, replacing the board directors named by Pack just days before his departure. The new directors are Karen Comblo, ambassador to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development under President Barack Obama, who will serve as chair, Ryan Crocker, who was an ambassador to Iraq, Syria, and other countries, and PR executive Michael Kempner. Now more than ever, U.S. international media must serve as an accurate, reliable source of news and information in places where illuminating truth is needed the most, Kumbla said. So hopefully this is good news, and we'll have a more interesting outlook to these U.S. agencies and the broadcasting that they offer to the world. I mean, I do believe that this type of broadcasting is very important, and a lot of countries around the world are in need of some accurate news and information also.
I think, I wonder, in reading this story, you know, coming through Associated Press, it got picked up by a lot of news agencies and newspapers, you know, TV news reports, what have you. I wonder how many Americans are sitting there wondering, what are they talking about, you know? Because these stations really do not target Americans whatsoever. They are international broadcasters aimed at external audiences. I think some Americans might have a little bit of a shock when they find out the cost of these broadcasters as well. But as you said, it's money well spent, I think, overall. Yeah. You know, serving areas in many cases where free journalism is not accessible to people.
Absolutely. So we have The Sun once again this week that we talk about. We kind of like to talk about The Sun every week for propagation purposes. So it's been rather quiet. It had a few sunspots throughout the week. But that has changed as the sunspots have gone away. As we're recording the show, there's nothing on the sun right now. It's a quiet sun with a solar flux around 78, 76. But overall, propagation was pretty good. One of the things I want to mention here is a lot of people have a tendency to not tune everywhere because of when they look at the solar numbers. And this week, anybody that tuned 10-meter band, three nights in a row, 10-meter band was wide open with some activity in the evening. So it tells you that it's not just solar activity you got to look at. There's a lot of other phenomena that helps propagation. As for what's going to happen in the next couple of days, well, there's a stream of solar wind. The estimated time of arrival is February 2nd, and it could actually spark bright auroras around the Arctic Circle. When it could also make conditions a little more unsettled. But overall, good conditions. So turn on that radio and listen.
Bonjour, vous êtes à l'écoute du International Radio Report sur CKUT 90,3 FM à Montréal, une émission de 30 minutes tous les dimanches matins qui parle du merveilleux monde de la radio, autant international que local.
We also have some news as we are coming back from the little ID here of All India Radio. All India Radio on shortwave, a lot of frequencies are coming back. There were a set of new transmissions that came back on January 15th, another set on January 26th. And so a lot of the services we're used to, like the one for Europe that made it really well to North America, doesn't seem to be in the list. But there are some English and French transmissions that have been received. There's a lot of reports of people hearing some English around the 050600 UT time slot. So there's more and more frequencies that are actually popping up. I'm going to try to kind of take all of that together and post a list of times and frequencies on the International Radio Report Facebook page this weekend and help you out. So tune around, because All India Radio is actually seems to be coming back with most of its services on shortwave, which is really good news.
That certainly is. We like having stories about stations coming back on shortwave, so
yeah,
we'll be on the lookout for those transmissions. Another thing we like to talk about is campus community radio stations, exactly what our station CKUT is. There's some good news out of the U.S. about a station that has just received an award.
Yep, the WRHU Student Run Stations, that's receiving the World Radio Day Award 2021. This is by Paul McLean of Radio World, WRHU at Hofstra University on Long Island, has been chosen by the Academy of Radio Arts and Sciences of America to receive the 2021 World Radio Day Award. The honor commemorates World Radio Day, established by UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, and celebrated annually on February 13th, the organization said in a press release. For this year's award, the jury has highlighted the work done during the coronavirus pandemic in light of UNESCO's theme for the World Radio Day 2021 celebration, which is New World, New Radio, in the sense that radio is a medium for resilience of our society. The award honors a U.S. station that exemplifies the best attributes of the radio industry. Recipients may be large or small, commercial or non-commercial, located in any market and broadcasting in any language. The jury looks for stations that demonstrate ideals of localism, audience reach, community service, effective use of new digital platforms, diversity in programming, content and staffing, and financial and ratings success. WRHU is the first student-run station to receive this honor. The award was conceived by the Spanish Radio Academy to spread awareness of World Radio Day globally. Last year, U.S. recipient was WTOP in Washington. Mark Lukasiewicz, Dean of the Lawrence Herbert School of Communication, saluted WRHU and its managers and staff for carrying on their work throughout the pandemic and providing vital information to the community. The station's past honors have included 3 Marconi Awards from the National Association of Broadcasters. So that's nice, and that's good news, and especially for, you know, a student-run station, it's remarkable.
Yeah, hey, we kept going through the pandemic. Maybe we deserve one of these awards.
Yes, we do.
Maybe there's some Canadian award that we can get for that at CKUT. We're going to take you next to satellite radio. And for anybody that knows me, I'm a rock and roll guy, and was very happy to hear one of my favorite bands is getting a temporary channel on Sirius XM. If you were a satellite radio subscriber, you may have heard about this already. It's a limited edition exclusive Foo Fighters channel. As far as I'm concerned, I think the premier rock and roll band in music right now, certainly an American band, is probably Foo Fighters. Their leader, Dave Grohl, is into all kinds of stuff, and not just music, but preserving famous recording studios around North America. He promotes other artists, allows them to use some of these studios. Anyways, they are getting a limited channel from February 3rd to April the 4th. It'll be channel 105 on Sirius XM. And it will feature exclusive Foo Fighters live from the Sirius XM Garage performances, as well as programming and special commentary from the band members. The channel will feature the band's insight into their new album and stories behind some of their biggest songs, demos, B-sides, and some rarities spanning their 2-decade career. They will have a weekly series of live concerts from the band's vaults, as well as encores of the Dave Grohl Presents Sound City radio shows, during which Grohl discusses music recorded at the iconic Los Angeles studio, including artists ranging from Nirvana, Slipknot, and Fear to Tom Petty, Fleetwood Mac, and Neil Young. Other artists and celebrities will also guest DJ on the channel, spinning their favorite Foo Fighters music. And finally, they'll have Medicine at Midnight, which is their new album. At the stroke of midnight on February 5th, they will broadcast the album, the new album, in its entirety as part of a track-by-track album special that will be hosted by the band. So if you're a Foo Fighters fan or a rock music fan in general, you may want to check this out if you're on Sirius XM, starting February 3rd on channel 105.
That sounds real interesting.
I will be listening for sure.
Let's hope there's going to be something similar for Duran Duran soon.
Hey, let's not go too far here. We move on to wrap things up today with a rather lengthy list of upcoming ham radio contests for next weekend, a number of CUSO parties and some other interesting events going on. So we start off in Vermont. And they're holding their Vermont CUSO party, sponsored by the Radio Amateurs of Northern Vermont. It's 0100 Zulu February 6th to 2359 Zulu February the 7th. It's all modes, all bands, except the Wark bands. So not too sure how many hams there are down in Vermont, but be a good chance to get them into your logs if you've not worked or heard a Vermont station.
Yeah, there must be quite a few, because when I go down to 160 meters, I hear quite a few of them that are there. So maybe they'll be in that QSO party. There's the 1010 International Winter Contest, SSB, that goes on February 6th, 001 UT, to February 7th, 2359. And it's sponsored by the 1010 International, and it's SSB only on all bands. So this is one that's quite popular in general, and an interesting one to listen to.
Next one is in Mexico. It is the Mexico RTTY International Contest. It's sponsored by the Federación Mexicana de Radio Experimentador AC, which is, I guess, the Mexican Radio Experimenters Federation.
Yep.
This will be 1200 Zulu February 6th to 2359 February the 7th. It is RTTY only. It is the amateur bands 3.5 to 28 megahertz, and it's excluding the Wark bands.
We also have the Minnesota QSO party. That's 1400 Zulu to 2359 Zulu on February the 6th. It's sponsored by the Minnesota Wireless Association, and the bands is HF classes of 160 to 10 meters, so that excludes the Wark bands. The modes, phone, SSB, DSB, FM, AM, all count as phone, actually. CW, which is CW, RTTY, PSK, JT6M, Olivia, Feldhell, JT65, all count as CW. No FT4 or FT8 contacts allowed.
Lots of opportunities there, no matter what kind of ham radio you like to participate in.
Yep.
For Canadian interest, the British Columbia CUSO party, it extends over two periods. It starts on 1600 Zulu Saturday, February 6th, and ends at 0359 Sunday, February the 7th. Then it fires up again from 1600 Zulu Sunday and ends at 2359 Zulu on Sunday, February the 7th. It's sponsored by the ORCA DX and Contest Club. 160 through 10 meter bands, no Wark bands, and it is both phone and CW.
North American Sprint also is coming up, CW version, 2300 Zulu February the 6th to 03 Zulu February 7th. So it's a 4 hour event. It's a short event, actually, sponsored by the National Contest Journal. And the mode is CW. The bands is 80, 40, and 20 meters only.
So lots of opportunity for ham contesting next weekend. Lots of interesting stations that you can monitor as a shortwave listener as well. Give them a shot. See what you can hear. See who you can contact if you're a licensed ham operator.
Yep.
We will put links to all of the contests on our Facebook page, as we usually do, along with the links to some of the stories we've talked about today.
cool.
That will do it for this. Yeah, we are done. It crept up on us there. We are done for this week. We want to thank you for tuning in. You can hear the show archived if you want to go back and check it out again on the CKUT.ca website. And we do invite you to join our Facebook group, International Radio Report, and do drop us a line, radioreport@yahoo.com. Also include any memories you might have or anecdotes about Larry King. We'll have a feature on him and his passing next week on the show. Have a great week, everybody. Talk to you next Sunday on the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Bye-bye.
Is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Are you ready?
Are you ready for the sound experience of a lifetime? Are you ready for crystal clarity in sonic bliss? Are you ready for CKUT? We're ready for you. 90.3 on your FM dial.
Oh,